record prices. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We was told back probably 5-6 years ago we sold the highest cattle we'd ever sell, and then here today we're a lot higher than that day.
These are the twilights, I guess, you know. But we really need this.
As Tennessee cattle producers take their cattle to market, they're seeing the highest prices perhaps ever. At the latest Lower Middle Tennessee Cattle Association video board sale held in Columbia, Franklin County farmer Steve Dixon says he's been selling his cattle through the video sale since 1996. Never seen prices like this. This past week, his 825-pound steers sold for $2.13 a pound.
Well, today is most definitely the highest we've sold cattle for, but there's a lot more at stake, too. There's a lot more input cost and things. It's just everything has went up along with this, but it is... been the best rewarding time, I guess, we've had on selling cattle.
Bledsoe County cattle producer Joe Byrne says there are a number of reasons for the higher cattle prices, but it makes sense to him. He's paying a lot more for fuel, fertilizer, and equipment like tractors and hay balers. And the Western drought a few years ago simply reduced the overall cattle numbers.
You know, we're at cattle numbers in the 1950s. Look what the population's done since 1950. I don't know if it's doubled or not, but it probably has. Just worldwide population, and we're in a global market, so we're furnishing beef not only for the United States but for a lot of other places, so it's supply and demand. There's not as many cattle out there. Obviously, if we had a lot of cattle like we had just a few years ago, you wouldn't be seeing this. Yeah. But it's a good thing we are seeing this, because a lot of us would be broke if we weren't seeing this.
The supply, the cattle's not here, and there's demand wanting it, and that's always a good thing for us.
Again, while cattle producers are seeing those higher prices, their input costs to raise and maintain those animals, they continue to go up each year. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.